Hi, this is Dan Sheridan bringing you the great news of God's transcendent grace. We are discussing correctly cutting the truth and getting the gospel right. You know, correctly cutting the truth it's vital. This is not just a side issue, but it's important. To quote my friend Don Bass from Canada in Philippians chapter 3, verse 1, of course, John didn't write this one, Paul did, but he says, "For the rest, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord." And I remember Don saying this. He says, "You cannot rejoice in the Lord and at the same time ignore correctly cutting the word of truth unless you have a form of devoutness and deny its power." Now, that is strong words. You can't rejoice in the Lord and at the same time not correctly cut the word of truth, because as we pointed out in previous programs, if you're not correctly cutting the word of truth, you're either coming to passages of scripture that you're either ignoring or modifying or blending. And I know modify and blending could be the same, but imagine that. So if you're rejoicing in the truth that's mixed truth and actually a lie, you're not really rejoicing in the Lord. So that's why correctly cutting is so important and getting the right message. Now, I mentioned that I was going to discuss Galatians 1, and I think this is an important passage, so we're going to take a little time in this and turn to Galatians 1. And I wanted you to see how unique the apostleship and message of Paul was. Paul wasn't one of the 12 apostles. The Lord Jesus told the 12 disciples and apostles in Matthew 19:28. Well, let's just turn there real quick. Matthew 19:28. In Matthew chapter 19, verse 28, we read the following. "Yet Jesus said to them, Verily I am saying to you that you who follow me in the renascence," or the regeneration, the King James says, whenever the Son of Mankind should be seated on the throne of his glory, which is literal, it's going to happen here on this earth, he says, "you also shall sit on 12 thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel." Now notice Paul's not qualified here. First of all, he did not follow the Son of Mankind. He did not follow Christ on earth. The 12 did. And that's why when they chose the apostle to replace Judas in Acts chapter 1, one of the qualifications was they had to have followed the Lord Jesus, all the way going back to the ministry of John the Baptist. Paul wasn't qualified. God chose 12 apostles for the 12 tribes of Israel. Paul is that other and different apostle. He's apostle of a different order. He wasn't chosen as an apostle by Christ on earth. He was chosen by the risen and ascended Christ, and his message is characterized by the risen and ascended Christ, not the one who walked on this earth. So let's go to Galatians chapter 1 and see this emphasized. In Galatians chapter 1, it's going to be broken up into three sections. I just want to show you what the outline looks like. It's divided up into three parts in Galatians 1 by the words "not," "neither," and "but." So look at verse 1. Paul says, "Paul, an apostle, not from men, neither through a man, but through Jesus Christ and God the Father, who rouses him from among the dead." That's referring to his apostleship. Now notice down in verse 11, Paul says this, "For I am making known to you, brethren, as to the evangel which is being brought by me, that it is not according with man," or not in accord with man, "for neither did I accept it from a man, nor was I taught it, but it came through a revelation of Jesus Christ." There's a second "not," "neither," "but." And then that has reference to his evangel. And then in verse 16, we read this. Paul says, let's start at verse 15. "Now, when it delights God, who severs me from my mother's womb and calls me through his grace to unveil his Son in me, that I may be evangelizing him among the nations, I did not immediately submit it to flesh and blood, neither came I up to Jerusalem to those who were apostles before me, but I came away into Arabia, and I returned again to Damascus." Now notice the three times we see "not," "neither," "but." In verse 1, in reference to his apostleship, in verse 12, in reference to his message, and in verses 16 and 17, in reference to his evangelization of the nations. And so we're going to look at each one of these and show you what they mean. So could chart this out on your own. Not, neither, but. So let's take a look first of all at the apostleship of Paul. In verse 1 we read, "Paul, an apostle, not from men, neither through a man." Now, men were not the source of Paul's apostleship at all. He's not an apostle, a sent one from God, from men. Men did not send him. Neither through a man. Now, can you think of an apostle that became an apostle through the agency of other men? Well, the answer is very simple. Turn to Acts chapter 1. There we read how the Lord used his other apostles to choose Matthias. And you start with chapter 1 of Acts, verses 15 to 26. We read through there, I'm not going to go through all the details here, but you can look at it on your own, how God uses Peter to choose the 12th apostle after Judas dies. And here are the qualifications that Peter gives. Look at verse 21. Then, of the men coming together with us in all the time in which the Lord Jesus came in and out to us, beginning from the baptism of John until the day on which he was taken up from us, so beginning from John the Baptist's ministry all the way till the day when the Lord ascended to heaven, this is the qualifications. You had to be there throughout all that time. Of these, one is to become a witness of his resurrection together with us. So Paul was not qualified. So what do they do? Verse 23, and they nominate two. See? God uses these apostles, like Peter and the rest of them, to nominate another apostle. And they nominate two, Joseph called Barsabbas, who was surnamed Justus, and Matthias. And praying, they say, Thou, Lord, knower of all hearts, indicate one whom thou choosest out of these two to take the place of this dispensation and apostleship from which Judas transgressed to be gone into his own place. And they gave lots for them, and the lot falls on Matthias, and he is enumerated with the 11 apostles. So they went through the process of drawing the lots, which is an Old Testament thing that the Jews did. You can see passages like Proverbs 16:33 and 18:18 to see how the lot works. It was God's choice, Matthias, but he used men to choose Matthias. Paul was not like that. Back to Galatians 1. Paul, an apostle, not from men, neither through a man, as Bud says here, but through Jesus Christ and God the Father who rouses him from among the dead. The Lord Jesus himself met the Apostle Paul on the road to Damascus, selected him apart from any agency of man. It was not from men nor through men. And not only that, in Acts 13, it says, the Spirit says, sever to me, Paul, for the work to which I have chosen. God never used men to select Paul. And that's distinct because God goes through great pains to show that the ministry, the apostleship, and the message of the Apostle Paul is not connected with the 12 apostles. So his apostleship is not from men, neither through a man, but through Jesus Christ and God the Father who rouses him from among the dead. And that's part of the reason why Paul marvels so greatly when the Galatians, according to verse 6, Paul says, I am marveling that thus swiftly you are transferred from that which calls you in the grace of Christ to a different evangel. When people left the evangel that Paul taught, that's why Paul was so upset about it. Look down in verse 8. But if ever we also, or a messenger out of heaven, should be bringing an evangel to you beside that which we bring to you. See, that's the key. These Gentiles heard Paul's evangel. So if the Jews from Jerusalem came to the Galatians and taught them the evangel of the kingdom, Paul's saying, that's not the message you received. You received the message of grace from me. He says, let them be anathema. As we have declared before and at present, I am saying again, if anyone is bringing you an evangel beside that which you accepted, let him be anathema. You can't mix Peter with Paul. To do that would be a distortion. And when you distort Peter and Paul's message, the truth becomes a lie. And back to what I originally said at the beginning of this program when I quoted Brother Bast, Don Bass from Canada. You cannot rejoice in the Lord and at the same time not correctly cut the word of truth, because to do that means you're having a form of devoutness but denying the power. You're actually believing a lie when you mixed messages. When you mix messages, you no longer have the truth. And that's a fact. Well, next time we're going to talk about how Paul's evangel and his ministry had nothing to do with mankind. So we'll continue in Galatians again tomorrow. So keep listening. Go back and read chapter 1 by yourself. Read it over and over again and ask God to show you the uniqueness of Paul's ministry. This is Dan Sheridan. I got to run. Remember this, the closer you draw near to God in the correctly cut scriptures, the less religious and ceremonial you will be.